This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I learned a new phrase today, honorary expenses. It came in the context of a piece in Politico talking about how some of the biggest of the big tech companies in Silicon Valley, and you know who they are trying to change public perceptions of their diversity problems. We've outlined those before, the lack of women and people of color in one of the most innovative parts of the American economy. Tony Rahm had the byline on the story. Tony, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Explain to me how this whole thing works, the honorary expenses and all that.
Sure. There are plenty of ways to lobby here in Washington. You could hire an army of lobbyists and set about canvassing the Capitol. You can spend money on the reelection campaign of lawmakers or presidents or whatever the case may be. Or you can put down what are called honorary expenses. Essentially, companies can spend money on fancy dinners or donations to a member of Congress's charity that honor lawmakers or honor their elected officials, and those expenses have to be reported. When it comes to tech companies, though, a lot of these expenses are going towards minority groups, like the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation and the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute, organizations that in recent months and in recent years have really looked at the industry askance because of their hiring records and their poor diversity in their workforces back in Silicon Valley.
Talk to me for a second then about the companies involved. It is, I imagine, the usual suspects.
It is. Apple, Google, Uber, companies like that are playing a greater role in D.C., generally speaking, as they're taking more heat and facing more scrutiny. But they're definitely embracing this honorary expenses strategy.
So give me an example. There's an anecdote in your piece about a $1 million dinner that Apple sponsored, a foundation party.
Apple put in more than $1 million for an awards gala from the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And, you know, while it was part of a larger program put on by Apple as it tries to increase the ranks of African Americans in Silicon Valley, that $1 million, you know, helped convene a dinner where the CIA director and other elected officials were honored. And this is exactly what we're seeing with other tech companies as they try to get closer to minority groups. And many of the regulators are the elected officials that are being honored at these fancy dinners and cocktail receptions and so forth.
You know, it's tempting to look at this and go, ew. But at the same time, first of all, this is kind of the way it works. And second of all, these companies know they have a diversity problem. And I would imagine that their line to you is, we're trying, man.
That's exactly what they're saying. You know, on one hand, this money ultimately goes to organizations and those organizations use it for good purposes. Take the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, for one. That's taken in tens of thousands of dollars from companies like Google for a few years now. Now, if you talk to the CBC, they say, hey, you know, they can give us all the money they want, but we're taking that cash and using it for scholarships and for fellowships, things that actually help African-American students try to get jobs in Silicon Valley. The flip side of that, though, is that companies like Google are spending money on events and gaining access to the regulators. And they're using that opportunity to, you know, to bring their lobbyists and their executives right to the decision makers in D.C. So while the organizations say it's not a form of lobbying, you have others like the Center for Responsive Politics that really see it as a pay-for-play kind of system, a way for companies to get closer to the regulators, even if that cash ultimately helps an organization like the CBC.
Tony Rahm is a senior technology reporter for Politico. Tony, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.